Fast loop export for DJ testing, intermediate level. We're staying in Ableton Live, drum and bass workflow mode. The goal is simple. Get DJ ready loops out of your project in minutes, so you can test them like real music, in Recordbox, Serato, CDJ, your car, whatever, and get honest feedback fast. Because here's the truth. A loop that feels massive inside your studio can fall apart the second it hits a DJ chain. Your sub might wobble in mono, your snare might lose bite, or your limiter might be hiding a messy kick-bass relationship. DJ testing early catches that stuff immediately. So today you're building a repeatable system, locators for export ranges, a dedicated print track to capture your master cleanly, a simple safety chain for consistent loudness, and a naming habit that keeps you from drowning in final V7 chaos. Let's set the project up for clean looping first. Step 0. Project setup that makes looping painless. Set a realistic tempo for your style. If you're writing rollers, live around 172 to 176. Jungle can sit 160 to 170. Pick one and commit, because export consistency starts with the grid. Now set global quantization to 1 bar. That little setting matters more than it gets credit for. It keeps everything feeling gridlocked when you're setting loop braces, dropping locators, and recording prints. And build your DJ test loop in arrangement view, not only session. Session is fun for jamming, but arrangement is faster and more reliable when you're exporting exact bar ranges. Quick arrangement tip for a DJ testable chunk: you often want something like 8 bars of intro drums, then 16 to 32 bars full groove, then maybe 8 bars of a micro break or switch. But for your first test, just export the full groove. That's the does it actually slap section. Now step 1. Create a DJ test section using locators. In arrangement view, highlight a clean loop region. Start on a downbeat, on a bar line. For example, you might start at bar 33, then select 32 bars, so bar 33 up to bar 65. If you need space for multiple test blocks, use insert time. On Mac it's Command I, on Windows Control I. This is a super underrated move. You're basically creating room for a neat little export lane inside your track. Now add locators along the top timeline. Right-click in the scrub area and choose Add Locator. Name them clearly so future you doesn't suffer. For example, DJ test 32 full, DJ test 16 drop, DJ test 64 roll. Teacher note: locators aren't just labels. They're like bookmarks for SPI. When inspiration hits and you want to test a tweak, you don't want to hunt around the timeline. You want to jump, print, export, and get back to writing. Step 2. Create a dedicated print track. Make a new audio track and name it Print DJ Test. This track is your bounce lane. Color it bright. Make it impossible to miss. Set audio from to resampling if you want to print exactly what you're hearing, including your master chain. Alternatively, choose master if you want consistency regardless of monitoring quirks. Either can work. Just pick one approach and stick to it. Set monitor to off. That prevents feedback, and it avoids that doubled monitoring weirdness where you hear the print on top of the source. Arm the track. Now, a quick coaching upgrade for routing hygiene. Decide where your real processing lives. If you're the kind of producer who sometimes bypasses master devices for a minute and forgets, you'll end up printing inconsistent versions. A clean approach is to keep VI processing on a dedicated pre-master group and keep the master for meters and safety limiting only. Or, if you do keep Vibe FX on the master, just be disciplined and never change that chain casually. Consistency is the whole point of DJ testing. Step 3. Add a DJ safety chain on the master using stock devices. You want loud enough to compare in DJ software, but not crushed like a final master. Keep it simple. First, utility. Leave gain at 0 for now. This is your quick trim if you're hitting the limiter too hard. Second, EQ 8. Optional but very useful. Put a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. Nothing dramatic. This is just to stop sub-rumble from eating headroom and making your limiter work, for no musical reason. Third, Galoo compressor. Light settings. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. If it's moving more than that, back off. We're not doing glued to death, we're doing stable for testing. Fourth, limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. That gives you a little safety margin for playback systems and conversion. Then raise the gain until you're seeing maybe 1 to 3 dB of reduction on peaks. Important reality check. If your limiter is smashing 6 to 8 dB, you're not making it hit harder. You're covering up problems, usually in the low end or low mids. And DJ testing is about exposing problems, not hiding them. Optional but smart, after the limiter, Drop a spectrum for visual low-end sanity. Set the block size higher, like 4096 or more, so the sub-area reads clearly. And you can add tuner too, just to sanity check that your bass notes are actually in key, especially if you're pitching subs or re-SEs around. Step 4. Record your loop into the print track. Set your loop braces to the export region. Using that same example, bar 33 to bar 65. Turn on loop. Hit arrangement record and let it roll exactly one full loop. Then stop. Now you've got a printed audio clip that matches your loop perfectly. And this is the magic. From here on, exporting is fast, comparisons are fair, and you're not doing export settings roulette every time. Step 5. Clean the printed clip so it loops like a record. Double-click the clip on the print track. First, turn warp off. For printed audio that already matches the tempo, warping can introduce tiny timing artifacts or micro-stretching. Not always, but enough that it's not worth the risk for DJ tools. Make sure the clip starts exactly on the downbeat. If something shifted, align it. The start point must be dead on the bar line, because DJs and DJ software are unforgiving about phrase alignment. Now add tiny fades to avoid clicks. This matters a lot in drum and bass because you've got sharp transients and heavy sub. A fade in of 1 to 3 milliseconds is usually enough. Fade out maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds depending on what's happening at the end. About tails. If your reverb or delay tail is part of the vibe, you can export a separate listening version with an extra bar of tail. But for DJ loops, prioritize seamless looping. A loop that clicks or smears at the boundary will annoy you every time you load it. Step 6. Export fast. Highlight the exact printed region in arrangement. Then go to export audio / video. For DJ testing, recommended settings, render the master. Unless you're specifically exporting the print track by soloing it and choosing that. Sample rate, 44.1 kHz is the safest universal choice for DJ ecosystems. Bit depth, 16-bit is totally fine for quick testing. Use 24-bit if you want more headroom for later processing. If you're exporting 16-bit, turn on triangular dither. Normalize stays off. That's a big one. Normalize will wreck your ability to compare versions honestly, because louder always feels better. And if there's an option to create an analysis file, turn it on. It can help some DJ software with waveform and analysis prep. WAV or AV is best for decks. MP3 is okay for quick phone checks, but don't judge your low end off an MP3. Now naming. This is where you become a professional overnight. Use a consistent naming convention like BPM, key, project name, section, and version. For example, 174 Fmin steppers roll DJ 32 MSDRV05.WAV. When you're doing rapid iterations, that version number is everything. Otherwise, you'll end up DJ testing the wrong file and making the wrong decision. Quick extra habit. Keep a tiny text file in your project folder called something like DJ Test Notes. Every time you print a version, write one line. What changed? V03 snare plus 1.5 dB to 2K, subshorten 10 ms, limiter GR down to 2 dB. When you get feedback like V05 was better, you'll actually know why. Step 7. Build a multi-export habit, because DNB DJ testing is about tools. Instead of only exporting a full groove, make 3 blocks. First, an intro drums tool, 16 bars, hats, tops, kick and snare, minimal effects. Second, the full groove test, 32 bars, full bass, full drums, atmosphere. Third, a drop only tool, 16 bars, just the drop section for quick double drop testing. Use your locators to jump between these. Print quickly, export one after another. This is how you build a little DJ test pack without losing the creative flow. Advanced speed move. Batch printing. Instead of record, stop arrange intro, then groove, then drop tool back to back in arrangement. Record one continuous pass into the print track. Then split the printed audio at bar boundaries and export the slices. It's ridiculously fast once you get used to it. Step 8. Quick DJ sanity checks before you export, or right after. Mono check. Put a utility on the master and set width to 0%. If your bass disappears or your snare gets weird, you've got phase or stereo low-end issues. Fix that before you trust any DJ test. Low-end discipline. Look at spectrum and listen. Your sud should be strong and steady, not a wild moving mountain that changes note to note in a way that feels uncontrolled. Headroom reality check. If the limiter is working too hard, don't just turn it down and call it done. Usually the fix is upstream. Reduce low mid buildup, especially around 200 to 400 Hz, or shorten bass notes slightly. In rollers especially, tiny reductions, in note length can tighten the groove and free headroom without making the bass feel quieter. Optional but very useful. Create a reference lane inside the project. Make a track called RefDJ. Drop in two or three reference tunes as WAVs. Turn warp off on the references so you're not time stretching them. Use utility to match perceived level. Then when you print your loop, you can /B inside the same set. That's a power move because your ears adapt fast, and references keep you honest. One more pro-level export idea. Stems for diagnosis. If something isn't translating, export a few stem tools at identical length, drums, bass without sub, sub only, and music or FX. In DJ software you can immediately figure out what's disappearing on a system. Sometimes it's not the mix, it's just your sub being unstable, or your low mids being too dense. Before we wrap, let's hit the mini practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Set the project to 174 BPM. Build a 64-bar idea. Bars 1 to 16. Intro drums and atmos. Bars 17 to 48. Full groove. Bars 49 to 64. A drop variation, even if it's just one bass rhythm change or a snare fill. Add locators. DJ tool intro 16. DJ test groove 32. DJ tool drop 16. Record each region into the print track. Export each as WAV. 44.1K, 16-bit, ceiling minus 0.8, normalize off. Then load them into your DJ software and do three quick tests. At equal channel gain, does your snare cut through like a reference? In mono, does the sub stay stable and centered? And can you mix your intro cleanly over another track's outro without the low end fighting? Then do the most important part. Change one thing only, reprint, and retest. That's how you learn fast, not by endlessly tweaking, but by controlled experiments. Recap. Locators and bar accurate regions so you don't waste time. A dedicated print track so bounces are instant and consistent. A simple master safety chain so loudness is stable without hiding problems. And a naming plus notes habit so you can iterate like a machine. If you tell me what you're testing on, record box, Serato, tractor, and whether your main check is headphones, car, or club rig, I can suggest a tighter export format choice and a practical loudness target for your specific setup.